with Peach Wabo.
CBS News. New Yorkers have hit the streets armed with snow shovels as a nor'easter moves in, keeping kids home and sidewalks relatively empty. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Seidel.
In Boston, the snow will taper off for the evening commute. Much better afternoon commute here in the tri-state area as things melt off the roadways.
The Senate passed an aid package for Israel and Ukraine this morning. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Now this $95 billion of foreign aid supplemental moves forward to the House, but whether it gets considered there right now remains unclear.
Speaker Johnson's denounced it. Snow may get in the way of a special election to replace ex-Congressman George Santos. CBS's Scott McFarland on New York's Long Island this morning.
Immigration, a pivotal issue here. New York is reeling from the migrants bust from the southern border, but if Democrats win here, they cut into an already narrow Republican majority in the U.S. House.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrambling to pass several bills before wrapping up work for the session. The Assembly and Senate are both holding floor sessions today with long agendas. Lawmakers are voting on a $2 billion Republican tax cut similar to two proposals Governor Evers vetoed last year. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state could do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Meredith Witzel-Bale is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Port Edwards Police Department is reminding people in the area to lock their vehicles parked outside. Several people have called the department to report that their unlocked vehicles were entered and items were taken. This happened over the last week. Port Edwards Police also urge you to lock your doors. They suggest you don't make it easy for these criminals to take your hard-earned belongings. If you have any information about this crime or see something suspicious, contact the dispatch center at 715-421-8701 or call Wood County Crime Stoppers. Today is Fat Tuesday, and the Luster Public Library of Rome is holding a free Fat Tuesday chocolate celebration. From 6 to 7:30 tonight, you can eat chocolate, play games, take a candlelight stroll, make chocolate-themed crafts, and more. This family-friendly event is totally free and no registration is required. Sponsored by the Friends of the Luster Public Library. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
In studio.
Yes. Are you choking over there?
It got me all emotional, Melissa. I'm sorry. It's just so good to have you in studio. Let's go to Brittany. Brittany with her weather, everybody. I'm all emotional over here. Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
Good thing she's there because you're joking.
Right, yeah, exactly. That would be my luck that I wouldn't have you in studio and I start choking. That would be my luck. Thankfully, I'm okay and we're okay to take the weather. Brittany, a little bit cloudy out there right now. What is it looking like on your end?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be cloudy for most of today. We could see some pockets of sunshine, but here in Wausau, we're seeing some flurries flying around and into the North Woods. Over towards Green Bay as well. So it's nice to see a little winter in the sky, but no major accumulations expected with that one, just a little trace. You could see a few flurries flying down there later, but again, not much to expect with it. We will hit temperatures in the mid-30s today, so a little bit cooler than yesterday. We've got winds pulling out of the north, but tomorrow they'll shift out of the south and we'll go back into the mid-40s. But we're stuck under cloudy skies because of that system that is going to strike tomorrow night into Thursday morning. So if you have late night Valentine's Day plans, keep in mind we do have a wintry mix pushing in through the late hours.
It looks like they're getting hit by a pretty hard, a heavy snowstorm over out east. Is that going to hit us at all or affect us at all eventually?
So wait, the one out east?
Yeah.
No, that one's That one's good. That's gone. Yeah, but there's I was hopeful. Anywhere from like 5 to 8 inches.
Oof. Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
Is it bad that I want snow? I'm sorry, listeners.
No,
I'm sorry.
With you. No, I'm
I
with
apologize.
You. I'm 100% with you, Mel. You ain't alone on that one. No.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. We do have another chance for some snow as we go into the weekend. A new model run just wanted to push it up here towards us as well. So maybe we'll get 2 shots of light snow, which would accumulate to maybe like a decent storm, right?
It would just be nice to have, you know, white cover in the ground. It's winter. Like, for reals, people.
I'm dreaming of a white Valentine's Day.
It's no, brown, it James. It's brown.
No, and I don't think that song works. I don't think that.
If it could just be snow, not rain.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I agree with you.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Enjoy the day and enjoy World Radio Day. It's World Radio Day.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Enjoy.
Happy World Radio Day.
Glad to work with you, Britt.
Yes. Very glad. You have a great day.
You as well. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Best there is. Brittany right there joining us. She joins us every morning with our forecast. And looking at today, we got some good stuff lined up, Melissa. Mm. We'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We're going to have something from Ziploc about reusing their bags. That should be interesting. Who's a bigger baby being sick, men or women? Men. I mean, that's easy. Like, I'm sorry to ruin the segment, but I mean, it's men. I mean, that's pretty easy. But we'll get into it a little bit later.
This topic.
I know. Yeah. The top 7 things we're buying for Valentine's Day. That's coming up as well. We'll get a little bit of entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. I want to talk about Jon Stewart getting back to The Daily Show. Dr. Dre and Snoop have something new that you can try. We have some last few things from the Super Bowl. A couple of random facts from it and the actual data of how much time CBS allocated to showing Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl.
you're gonna go through that?
We're going to go through it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to have some fun with that one.
Okay. Gathered by a Reddit user.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll go into that and looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, I think. But right now, yes, it is, as we told Brittany there, it is World Radio Day. Let's start right there with the medium that we're working in.
Oh, hey. Hello, radio.
Happy Radio Day, everybody out there. This is a real thing. The United Nations made it an official holiday back in 2012. This year's theme is celebrating over a century of radio, helping to inform, entertain, and educate.
Been around a long time.
Yep. All things aside, radio really did change the world and still reaches over 80% of Americans every single week.
80%.
Name me a medium that does that. Name me how many that do that. The first commercial radio broadcast was over 100 years ago on November 2nd, 1920. Now there are over 15,000 radio stations in the U.S. alone, just in the U.S. A poll a few years ago ranked radio as the 11th most important invention of all time.
Hmm.
The top 3 vote getters were electricity, phones, and vaccines.
Hmm. Yeah, nice.
Pretty good list to be a part of.
Yeah. And to your point of list you something that reaches that many people, you know, obviously we think the internet, but not if you look at rural America.
Yeah, yeah.
And they haven't replaced that yet.
If you have to get, we don't need to do what ifs. We just had this a couple of years ago. If you need to reach people with a trusted news source and you need to hit as many people as you can, what are you going to go to, the internet or radio? You're going to go to radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me just saying that. We just had evidence of it during the pandemic.
And it's not one or the other necessarily. They both go hand in hand. We need them both.
Yes.
But we also need radio.
Mm-hmm. The Model T came out in 1908, but cars didn't get radios until the 1930s. The first ones cost around $130, which is like $2,300 in today's adjusted for inflation.
That's an upgrade to your vehicle that you got to have some bucks for.
Honey, we're getting a radio.
Oh, we're rich.
The call letters, you knew you were rich if you had a radio, apparently.
Yeah.
The call letters for stations in the U.S. have to start with a K or a W. It's a military thing. From the 1910s.
I didn't know that.
In general, stations west of the Mississippi start with a K. Most stations in Canada start with a C.
Hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
C for Canada.
There you go. One in five people say listening to the radio is a top little thing they look forward to. Hmm. Hearing your favorite song played ranked fifth on a list of nice things that can happen on any given day.
Brighten your day. Take the win.
Yeah. A poll found 9% of people wish we'd play more commercials, which is odd, and maybe a little insulting. Maybe just a little bit. I don't know.
You know, our commercials in radio promote our local businesses and our local sponsors. They're our partners in this.
I don't. I know I'm going to take some shots for this. Nobody does commercials better than radio. Nobody does commercials better. We are forced without the visual medium to work with our imaginations and to push the envelope of what we're going to do and how to get you. And I guarantee you that you were when you were young and listening to radio, there was probably a commercial that made you laugh or you liked. Mm-hmm. And as an adult, there's probably a commercial you hear that makes you laugh or you like. Mm-hmm. Like that's the creativity of radio. That is
or
the,
one
the,
that sticks in your head and plays on an endless loop.
Yes, yes. Especially
I'm not going to say it.
No,
not going to say
gonna,
it.
I'm not going to do it either. I'm not going to do it. But everybody had the same song pop in their head.
Sorry. You're welcome. Right. You know who to call.
Broadcasting was originally a farming term.
Hmm.
Broadcast seeding is when you scatter seeds in a wider pattern than normal. Around a third of dog owners have used the radio to keep their dog company when they're gone. Yep. I've done that with...
You've mentioned it several times, mm-hmm. dog radio.
We got to get that going. We got to kick that off the ground. A recent poll of more than 1,000 radio hosts found that the top reasons we do this is it's a whole lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Although 50% also agree with the statement, it's the only thing I know how to do or what it's what I do best. I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that. I also think, though, that that's the thing about radio that has one of the biggest game changers in radio is stations like ours evolving.
Mm-hmm.
For forever, we had the same voices on radio. It was a boys club, for one thing, and it was you had to do radio a certain way. You had to have a certain voice, and you had to treat the audience a certain way. You couldn't be completely honest. You didn't want to show them behind the curtain, and you had to talk like this.
Please stop that.
I can't do it too long. It hurts.
But it was impressive, and it was a throwback to the old days of radio.
It's the way it used to be, and we realized throughout time here over the last, I'd say, 10, 15 years, thanks to some bigger names out there and some people popularizing it, that this is the way you reach people.
Yeah.
Being yourself, talking real.
Normal.
Yeah.
Talk about yourself. Talk about things that everybody is experiencing.
It doesn't seem like the biggest of a shift, but it is huge.
Mm.
And I believe that it is part of the reason why radio is still trusted and why during the pandemic, so many people relied on stations like ours because we're real with you. We're not being fake. We're not giving you something. We're not doing the same old radio that they've been doing for 100 years.
And we're not located somewhere else.
Exactly.
We're right here.
Well, I do think that internet and other things do give you this you know ability. Radio, unlike anything else, can do local.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do that no other station in the market can do, that no other station in our area can do or anything like that? We can give you Rapids. We can give you Central Wisconsin. We can give you this that nobody else
can. We have the local connections to bring the people in that you want to hear, that you want to know about what's happening in the area.
But James, what about our news stations? You got two in Wausau for I don't know what reason, and you've got another one. They never even pay attention to Rapids. They don't even pay attention to Nakusa. They don't pay attention to
unless
places.
There's a fire
or
the police do something.
If there's a fire or if there's a police incident, then sure, then we're on the news. Otherwise, they don't report on us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where
but
WFHR come
so
in 80 plus years.
Good things that happen in the community that
yes.
we want to highlight and talk about. Because if all you focus on is the negative, guess what? You think that everything's negative.
Yeah.
But it's not. And we know that. We have so many positive guests and positive happenings that go on here that we just want to highlight.
I also think, as one last thing, just the technology is been normalized, and I understand why. It's been around a very long time, but I don't want to ever make it so uncommon to people that we don't know what we're actually doing here. You're hearing us because of radio waves,
throwing our voices into the air. And it's being captured, like I obviously do not understand the technology behind this, but it's being captured by the device that you have. And then, translated into sound.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It's a pretty amazing thing.
It is.
So those sound waves we can do all this thanks to a transmitter. And we send it from one transmitter to the next, these sound waves. And they collect, they bounce, and they collect, and then they're pushed through to the radio. And it's something, it's a process that we've been doing since the 1890s. We eventually perfected it and eventually got it down to around 1910s when we first started. 1900s, 1910s, somewhere around there, first radio stations created. That wasn't that long ago in the scheme of things.
No.
And it's still pretty amazing we were able to figure this out. If I broke the news today, hey, we figured this out in 2024, we'd all be amazed by it. Like, the fact that we did this 100-some years ago cannot be normalized. That's awesome.
And for we are very, very appreciative to Chuck DeNiro for understanding the transmitter and all of those things and keeping us on the air. But I do, James, want to throw out there to our listeners, would you want dog radio for an hour a day? Yes. And if you did, what would you want on it?
Yeah.
715-424-2600. Call us up and tell us what your dogs want to hear on dog radio.
One touch away on the Civic Media app. Melissa and I, we've been working on this, everybody, and it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen one day. It's our next big get. It's our next big thing.
James is perfecting his dog speech, but you know, we got to protect his voice also.
Yes, it's
an important asset you have in this medium that you work in. Although, you know, we have talked about expanding into the visual era as well, we mentioned yesterday. And I know that's something that would be fun for us to do. And then you'll get to see Brittany, too.
Yeah.
I actually got to see her on the Pat Kraitlow show this morning. And, you know, it's fun to talk in person and see each other, too. Because I think you have this perception of what a person looks like based on their voice. And a lot of times it is nothing like what they look like in real life.
I'm so glad you said that. I hadn't had it happen in years. And then I was at the River Kings game last Friday. I'm running into some people I haven't seen in a while. And then I run into a new listener who has not heard us before and haven't talked to it before. Comes up to me, "Oh, you're James. Hey, love what you do. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Oh, wow. Oh, you don't sound like you look." Like, every time I hear that, and I have no idea how to take it. And it's always said very vanilla. Like, you can't read. Like, what do they mean? Do they mean, is it a positive? Is it a negative? You can't read. It's just, yep. I think you're right. I think having a visual to the media, to the audio is going to be fun. It's going to be great.
No, it is fun. Can we just wait until after my show is done so that I can dye my hair back? I'm looking older, so I'm graying my hair.
We will do that. We will make sure. We'll fit it right in on the time slot. In fact, you know what? We'll both do it. We'll, for both of us. I'm definitely getting a lot of gray. My father, the other day, I'm walking past him, and he's like, "Whoa." I was like, "What?" He's like, "You got really white up there." He's like, "What are you talking about?"
"Thanks, Dad."
And he just laughs and walks away. Like, I would... we'll be right back. We'll find out who else is getting older coming up on El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind not too strong out of the northwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Our high, 45 with some light rain, even a little snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday will be sunny and cooler with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Happy birthday, happy
It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Let's do some celebrating, Mel.
All right.
It's time to have some fun with our Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a big thank you to our friends over at El Cafe. Go visit our wonderful small town diner at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Looking at their Facebook page that we encourage you to like. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and type that in your search bar and like their page.
Yeah, you get to see their specials every day.
Yeah. Join like the one that they have coming up. Join them for lunch on Wednesday for their Ash Wednesday Valentine's Day special. They are preparing slow roasted prime rib and shrimp they are also offering delicious 2-pack and 3-pack fish fry dinners. Treat your significant other and treat yourself. Mm-hmm. Head on over to El Cafe. You can give them a call if you'd like at 715-887-2233. 887-2233.
You know the best thing about their specials that they have every day?
Mm.
It's $12. You get a full meal and it includes your beverage.
That sounds really good.
Where do you get that anymore?
Nowhere. Right. No, you're right. Yeah.
Nowhere.
You can't. head on over there. Enjoy the people, the atmosphere, and everything else great about El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send it to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course,
call.
Script. No, line.
Call.
Line. Call. Call. Thank you, line. Call.
Sorry, I jumped. I did not wait for your asking
no,
of line.
No, it's fine. No, this is great. It was great. 715-424-2600. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, you are just a touch away. Call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We have three possible qualifiers on our list. Okay, nice. Thank you, Melissa. All right. Gives us our qualifier. But we do have two other names to celebrate.
Oh, right.
Two people that can't win, but we do want to celebrate them. Like a good friend of mine, Bernie Schuneman.
Happy birthday, Bernie.
Bernie was one of my biggest influences in acting. And
cool.
I worked with him in Stagecoach Theater in DeKalb and did To Kill a Mockingbird with him.
Nice.
And the read-through, you know how this goes, Melissa, read-through, big cast, people you've never worked with before, chance to gel, get to know each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there and you read the script, just with the script in hand for those that have never done that.
Yeah, you can sit around a table and read the script.
I come in and I meet my friend Vince, who I'm still lifetime friends with and everything. That was the first time I met Vince. And then I see this older gentleman come in and he's introduced as to who is going to be playing Atticus. Well, I wanted to play Atticus. I auditioned for Atticus. Was I 20 years too young to play the role? You couldn't tell me that. I was angry. I wanted that part. And then I see this guy walk in and like, okay, well, he's handsome. He seems all right. But what did he? Bernie came in and had the script memorized.
Woo!
Atticus Finch had memorized, comes in
day one
and couldn't have been one of the most kind, like giving actors I've ever worked with. Bernie has a long, illustrious career in Illinois and his name means something. And when I was auditioning to work at Second City and to work at Steppenwolf, Bernie was my recommendation, my guy that my
gave
reference.
You a reference.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just an incredible guy and great actor. As good of an actor as he is, it pales in comparison to how good of a man and husband he is and father.
Well, happy birthday, Bernie.
Hey, happy birthday to our own Todd Michaels.
Ooh, happy birthday, Todd.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. Like working with Todd. I haven't got to work with Todd that much, but what I have, like working with him.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy. And we wish you a good day, sir. Then we move on to our local celebrities. We wish a happy birthday to Julie Siegler.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Julie's awesome. Went to high school with Julie. Julie's awesome. Wish I had, she works in the community and everything.
An awesome day.
Yeah. Also want to wish happy birthday to Sam Wilkes.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifier, and this is, Melissa didn't even get to see the list. She just picked it.
No, I can't read your chicken scratching over there.
I don't know if I tried. Yeah, even it's very true. It's very true. We wish a happy birthday to Diana Pagel.
Oh, happy birthday, Diane. Is she the one that brings us cookies?
Yes.
Yay!
That's so great.
Happy birthday, Diane.
That is very fitting. And I couldn't have done that if I wanted to, because even I had a hard time reading my own writing. Diane, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're our qualifier.
Have a wonderful day. I hope somebody makes you cookies.
Yeah, yes.
Although they're probably not as good as yours.
No, that's going to be, you're just going to have to deal with that. That part, I'm sure you've had to
just
for a long
time. Just a day off of baking, though. You earned it.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Mina Savari is 45. Heather in American Pie movies. She was in American Beauty, of course, and a couple of other things. I liked her work. I thought that she'd do a lot more, actually. I haven't seen her in a while, though.
Well, and I think that with the type of movies that she was doing, I think she maybe kind of got typecast.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah, I didn't even think about it before. But yeah, as soon as you said type of movies she's been doing, it popped in my head. Yeah.
But if you look at her now, I think that she could definitely do, like, she'd play a killer lawyer.
Yeah, I think so. And she's a good actor. Yeah, Hall of Famer Randy Moss is 47 today. He changed the game as a receiver. Like, all the receivers now look like and act like Randy Moss, but he was kind of before that. Jump ball, you just throw the ball up and he caught it. The thing about Randy Moss, and I like seeing him now, I like seeing his work, and it seems like he's really matured and grown a lot, but Randy Moss should have broken every single Jerry Rice record. Like, he had every little bit of talent you could ask for in that position. Just, you know, didn't have between the ears as much. He's a Hall of Famer. He's number two or number three on most lists as wide receiver records and everything. And his career is in pack. He's one of the greatest of all time. But he could have been the greatest of all time. Like, he easily could have been, I think. Jerry Rice is second favorite player I ever saw play. And I know the receiver position very well. Jerry Rice was not as talented or built the same way Randy Moss was. Randy Moss had an opportunity to be literally the greatest ever at that position. He, to me, will always be looked at as one of the greats. But it is always going to be in the back of my mind what he could have been. And that holds me. That's on me, not him. That's on, you know, obviously.
Well, and so he played 14 seasons with the Minnesota Vikings. Is that typical?
No, he played with a couple of different teams.
No, I mean like 14 seasons.
Oh, 14 seasons. That's a long career. Okay. That's a nice career in football. Yeah, especially at that position. Yeah. Let's see. Robin Williams is 50, British pop singer. I don't know Robin Williams that well. I know he's a pop singer. I know who he is, but don't know him that well. Kelly Hu is 56, X-Men, Scorpion King. She was Pearl in The Vampire Diaries. And she's been in a lot of stuff. Good actor. Ooh, Freedom Williams is 58, the quote-unquote rapper from CNC Music Factory. I don't feel comfortable calling him a rapper, but yeah, I guess. I mean, technically, he did rhyme a couple words together, so he did.
All right.
Henry Rollins is 63. Amazing singer, songwriter, Black Flag. I'm sure he's got a podcast now or something, I'm sure. I don't know what he's been doing, but he's a good actor, too. He did a good job acting-wise. I never minded Henry Rollins. Don't know much of him right now. Amazing singer, songwriter, Peter Gabriel is 74 today.
Wow, 74.
They're saying here on this list, the best singer for Genesis. Obviously, very famously, Phil Collins also sang for Genesis. I'll let everybody else decide that one. Security, Shock the Monkeys, the album So has got nothing but hits on it.
Sledgehammer.
In Your Eyes, Big Time.
Don't give up.
His music videos, too. Like his Peter Gabriel's music videos in the 80s were game changers. Really? Them and Genesis, yeah. One of the greatest coaches, top five greatest coaches in college basketball history. Mike Krzyzewski is 77 today. Legendary Duke University basketball coach. Also, as he got older, started to look more and more like the Duke logo. It was kind of weird. It was kind of interesting. It's also.
That- like when your pets start to look like
you? I think so. I think so. Yeah, I think it has something like
you start to look like your mascot.
But I mean, unarguably one of the greatest coaches of all time. Just retired last like a year or two ago too.
Wow.
Stockard Channing is 80 today. The wonderful, the great Stockard Channing.
I love her.
The First Lady on The West Wing, Rizzo on Grease. An incredibly wonderful career.
Wow, 80 years old.
Happy birthday to the great Stockard Channing. I love her work. Mm-hmm. Great actor.
Yeah, Practical Magic.
Oh, good one.
Where the Heart Is. So many good movies.
Mm-hmm. And the great Kim Novak is 91, star of the 1958 Hitchcock classic Vertigo. She did an amazing job in Vertigo. She was really good in that. It's a good. That when I was a little kid, that movie. That's the one with Jimmy Stewart, I believe.
I've never seen it.
It's.
I mean, I've heard it's obviously a classic.
Anything Hitchcock did. Yeah. I want to say everything he did was good, but almost everything he did was pretty much a classic. Yeah, and especially when he's working with actors like that.
Hmm.
Some people no longer with us, like Jerry Springer, who passed away last year. Would have been 80 today for Jerry Springer.
Wow, I didn't know he died.
Yeah, that was one of those.
I probably knew it, but I didn't know it.
Well, this happens. You know, no matter how much we care or like, you know, certain celebrities or certain people and everything, when especially if he passed away at the same time somebody else did and somebody else, oftentimes it gets lost in the shuffle.
You know, actually, one of the things that I have found is that even people that I know, if I don't attend their funeral, it's almost like they didn't die.
Mm, yeah. No, I don't know what that is.
That's a weird phenomenon.
It's a very weird thing, and you're not alone on that. Yeah. I've heard others. I know myself I've felt that. Not so much with people too close to me, but people that I'm like close to but I haven't seen
that
in a while. Or that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a really interesting thought. And I don't think we're alone. We can't be. We can't be the only two people in the world
because we both have experienced that.
Yeah,
and
that's interesting.
Granted, sometimes we align. As much as I hate to say it, we have the same thought.
I'm sorry.
We are very different people, James.
Yes, very.
I need to keep pointing this out to you, bro.
And I feel like you're and for yourself. Just for your own mental
My
health.
My own sanity.
For your own sanity. George Segal born to this day in 1934. Pop Solomon on the Goldberg. Jack Gallo on Just Shoot Me. Amazing character actor. Very, very good character actor.
Oh, yeah. He was such a likable guy.
Oh, that face made me smile whenever I'd see it. I don't know why, but it's just something about his face.
He's got such
happy
a great
face.
Smile.
Yeah. Let's see here. Tennessee Ernie Ford, born on this day in 1919. Cousin Ernie on I Love Lucy. And 16 Tons, of course, famous for the song 16 Tons.
16 Tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Sorry.
And Peter Tork from the Monkees would have been celebrating a birthday today. 1942, passed away in 2019.
Hmm.
That is going to do it for our list, but a big happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
Yeah.
Encourage you to celebrate with our good friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now. Go ahead and wish them a great morning at 221 Market Avenue right here in Port Edwards.
You can check out their waffle special.
Yeah, it should be good. We'll be back coming up. We got more to come on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is expanding its labor and delivery facilities in Eau Claire. Marshfield says its obstetrics unit is going from 8 beds to 20. The expansion would mean jobs for some of the more than 1,400 people who are losing their jobs as two hospitals and several clinics in western Wisconsin are set to close. Governor Evers says conditions are getting better in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place in spring. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised their pay last summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Parents are being alerted to recent online scams that target children. Stuart J. Waddles has more information.
According to the FBI, teens are being forced to send illicit images of themselves to a person who is actually using a false online identity. The con artists take the pictures hostage, effectively requesting payment to keep them confidential. The so-called sextortion scheme is described by officials as a more sophisticated form of catfishing. They say it could have more detrimental effects than just monetary loss.
The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball team is seeking host families for the 2024 season. They're reaching out to the community to help provide a supportive environment for both interns and players for the upcoming season. Assistant General Manager of the Rafters, Tyler Miller, said host families are the backbone of their organization. You can find out more or complete an application at raftersbaseball.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Marquette looks to make it 8 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles, are on the road against Butler. The team learned now that they're moved up in the rankings to 5th in the nation. The Badgers, now ranked 20th, hope to snap a 4-game losing streak when they host the Ohio State Buckeyes. NBA, the Bucks got another win, this time over the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, Giannis with 35 points. NFL, Super Bowl 58, the most watched event on television ever, 123.4 million viewers as the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. I talked to former Badgers and Wisconsin native linebacker Leo Chanel, who forced a Christian McCaffrey fumble in the opening drive and blocked a PAT. Leo talked about Travis Kelce's speech to the team the night before the game.
You know, to see how emotional Travis was, like, you could see in his eyes, like, he wants it, man. Like, you can't say it anymore how much you want it with what he was giving us and how much emotion he was showing. It was awesome.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Valentine's Day is around the corner at 97.5 FM and 1328. WFHR want to celebrate those once-in-a-lifetime relationships. Share your love story on our Facebook page for a chance to win Valentine's goodies donated from great businesses like Family Natural Foods, your one-stop for thoughtful gifts anyone would enjoy. From hand-woven baskets, teas, chocolates, and self-care items, Family Natural Foods wishes everyone a happy Valentine's Day and looks forward to helping you with all your gifting needs.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind not too strong out of the northwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Our high, 45 with some light rain, even a little snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday will be sunny and cooler with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you.
See what happens when you let me in the studio, James? I break stuff. Look at this. I got a floppy ear. Sorry, I broke the headphones, everybody.
It broke me.
These are the things you'd get to see if you were watching us live on Facebook or on YouTube, where I look like I got a floppy dog ear.
It does. It
Sorry.
Looks like you got like dog ears. Like.
And this is where dog radio enters the chat.
Oh, it's all coming together. It's all coming full circle.
Oh, I need some great duct tape.
We need some duct tape over here. Dad, if anybody sees my dad.
We need to fix James.
Yes, I'm broken over here. That was hilarious. It's not fair to jump on radio right when that happens,
and
right as
broke
I'm jumping on.
Right as you're coming. I'm sorry.
We couldn't have timed that better.
No. I apologize to you listeners.
Anybody got an extra set of headphones out there with them? Let's talk about the other things that you can reuse and everything, much like those headphones have been reused.
Just one side.
They're not that old. They were breaking, though.
It's okay. I'll just hold this.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Just for the segment. Thank you. Zip top bags are expensive for both your wallet and the environment. There are hacks about how you should clean and reuse them online, but is that more trouble than it's worth? Well, not really. According to even not only experts, but Ziploc themselves. Even Ziploc says you should reuse Ziploc bags.
Yeah. Okay.
A rep says that each bag should be reused several times because, quote, Ziploc brand bags are made with high-quality recyclable materials that are strong enough to be used again. Mm-hmm. They recommend hand-washing them with soap and water and then air-drying them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are instances when you should toss them. Like... when they
raw meat.
First thing on the list, raw meat. Ding,
raw
ding,
meat.
Ding. Right? Points to you, Melissa. Fish, eggs, allergy triggering foods, or when someone has something is spoiled inside it. Basically,
raw meat and mold.
Yeah.
That's a no-go.
It's a food safety issue. Mm-hmm. Use your common sense on that. It also may be difficult to clean bags that have been held oils or clingy sauces.
Mm-hmm.
But you should make an effort to reuse any bags that help dry foods or other easy to clean contents.
Yeah, like if I put a piece of bread or toast or even a sandwich, if it's not, you know, like messy,
yeah,
in a bag, they're very easy to just shake the crumbs out, use it again.
Yeah,
give it a quick rinse. I like to string I haven't done this at the place I'm living in now, but I string a string. I string a string. Such great words, Melissa.
I sing a song.
Across above the sink, you know, between the cupboards above the sink.
Yeah,
and then you can clothespin bags on it. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any of those fancy plastic like stands, mm-hmm, that have like the two prongs that come up, and then you can put the bag over it. It's fancy.
It is. Yeah.
But they work great.
They do. And Ziploc bags work great. I mean, so much so that it's one of those things like Band-Aids where we just say Ziploc bags, even though that's a name brand, not really.
Right. We know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like Kleenex.
Yeah. And not for nothing, I think it's noteworthy that any business, let's take Ziploc for example, but any business, how do they make their money?
By selling their product?
Yeah, by buying new versions of their product.
And they're telling you to reuse it.
Yeah.
Like, good on them.
Kudos, tip of the hat to Ziploc for that. And you don't, I don't know if I've ever heard of a business doing that before. and also, like, well, that makes me want to use that product even more.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me want to support that business, not only for the honesty, but for the, hey, we need to make a buck here, but we're not trying to, you know, take every penny. You know, I think that's smart.
And also making at least hey, we're a plastic company and maybe we care about the environment.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you this dog bone, as it were, to maybe you can help.
Their bags are made of of recyclable materials, and so that is, that is a very gray area.
The caveat to that is, where do you recycle them?
Yeah.
You can't just put bags in your regular recycling in most municipalities.
Yeah.
And this is something that you've seen me get on my soapbox about this. It's awkward to climb on my soapbox when I'm holding my headphones together.
It makes it a little difficult.
It does. You know, I need a stepladder. Can you get me a stepladder, James?
I'm going to go do that. You go ahead and get on that soapbox, though, because you got a good point. It's a good point.
Well, I do think that recycling should be easy. Why does it need to be so difficult? And who have we made it difficult? Municipalities? Or have big corporations made it difficult with all these different plastic numbers and symbols? I mean, I would go when I lived in Toma. I had to take my garbage to the recycling location. So you put your trash in one thing and you could put your recycling in another thing, and you separated your recycling. And they had this big, giant placard that had all your recycling instructions on it.
Oh, yeah.
I literally had to take a picture of it with my phone so I could study it so that I would separate it correctly at home.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that hard, James.
No, I'll take corporations for 500, Alex. I think that it's a corporation
ding.
More than anything. But I do think that it's a strong point you're making. I also think that it's worth, it's obviously worth the work, but sometimes it takes that.
Mm.
It comes back to voting like that, or it's similar to voting for me, where the act of voting should not be difficult. Finding a polling place, finding out how you vote, getting your registered to vote, those things should never be difficult in society.
Mm.
But who you vote for, that should take some homework. You should have to look into that. You shouldn't just be able to sit and watch TV and a commercial pops on and that's who I'm voting for. Or they play you like these politicians do on both sides of the aisle. Hey, that other guy doesn't care about you. That other guy this, that other guy that. Meanwhile,
have
never
you been seeing the emails coming into my inbox?
Meanwhile, never telling you what they do. There's one of your biggest red flags as we're getting ready for Valentine's Day and everything. And you want to talk about red flags? How about political red flags? Big red flag. You never hear where they're coming from on their issues.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
What their platform is.
All they want to do is whine about the other person.
Yeah.
Big red flag.
Red flag in dating, red flag in politics, red flag in recycling.
Yeah, and I think that that's a big part of it. Now, here's another thing that I've been thinking about lately too, Melissa. Imagine if, like, when we were kids and recycling first got started and they start handing out the green box and all these things and stuff. Imagine if they, like, it's pretty impressive that we pulled that off. That everybody recycles now, even people you would never imagine recycle
or recycling. Even people that wish cycle.
Imagine if they tried to start that now in 2024. Do you think it would have the same effect? Do you think it would go over the same? Because I feel like in today's day and age, but there is that group of people out there that are going to whine and look at conspiracies. This is the government trying to get us to...
Well, of course, you're going to have that, James. However, I think I'm going to disagree with you on this, except for that small contingent. Mm-hmm. That's always going to do that, no matter what you do.
Yeah.
I actually think that if you proposed, and maybe this is just because this is kind of a passion project that's in the back of my mind that I would love to do someday. I think that if you presented people with, this is what you do. This is what you do exactly in your community. Here are the ways you do it. Like, here's your bin for paper. Mm-hmm. Here's your bin for plastic. And here's your bin for waste. That's all you have to do. This is the day you put it out and it has picked up. And we have something similar to that, but we have single stream recycling now that confuses the heck out of people.
Yeah.
Because single stream recycling doesn't tell you what is and what isn't recyclable unless you look at the very complicated list located on your municipality's waste paper, you know, management page on either Facebook or their website if it's updated. It's so confusing.
The two sides need to come together. They need to, with corporations, a society, we need to work together on this and make it simpler and simplify the process. We need to meet people halfway. If we're asking people to do it, we also need to make it understandable.
Look at the response to the free e-cycling events that we've had in our area. When Portage County had, they had two of them this last year. First one, there were people that couldn't even get to it because the backup on the street was so long. And they closed it down before people could unload their stuff. We have a recycling problem in this country, James.
Especially when it comes to electronics.
Yes.
Laptops, those things, TVs.
That you don't want to put in the landfill because they're going to damage our earth. They're going to damage our water. They're going to damage the future of our ability to live on this land.
Yeah, yeah. It's another task that we've got to tackle as a society and together.
But I think we can do it.
Yeah, it's not
impossible. I absolutely think we can do it. We just all have to figure out what page we're on.
Yeah, yeah. But we can get there. We can get on the same page on that one.
I'll get off my soapbox now.
I'll help you down. I'll be right there, and I'll help you with the headphones.
Hold on.
I'll be right there. I gotta go. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind not too strong out of the northwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Our high, 45 with some light rain, even a little snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday will be sunny and cooler with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
WFHR, Wisconsin.
Buttons.
There we go. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We got good things lined up for you to take it right to the top of the hour.
And I got new headphones.
Yeah, Melissa can hear.
New old headphones.
Sort of. Yeah, it works. Let's get into a couple of things before we wrap up the hour, Melissa. But we got good stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, everybody. Some entertainment news, then a right story or two, and some great local things going on in our area. And we'll go over our schedule. But the great debate here, who is the bigger baby being sick, men or women?
Well, you said men.
Yeah. I gave my answer right away on this one, without a doubt. Now, someone polled 2,000 people and asked if they'd rather be taken care of or just be left alone when they're sick. 53% of women would rather be left alone compared to 47% of men. Guys were also far more likely to want their mommy when they were feeling unwell. 58% wish their mom could still take care of them when they're sick. 43% think she'd take better care of them than their significant other. Whoa. This was definitely a blind survey. This is definitely a blind survey.
Okay, but I got to admit, I think it's kind of sweet.
Only 35% of women said that their husband or boyfriend would take better care of them than their own mom would. Guys are also more prone to let people know they're sick. 29% have posted "I'm sick" photo on social media compared to 20% of women. And a lot of women might not be shocked by any of this, by the way. 80% of women in the poll said that they think they handle being sick better than most guys do. 80%. It's a pretty good number. Yeah. That's a pretty good number right there. I say guys right away on this list because, well, for one, I am one. And I've seen this my whole life. I've seen this.
I think most of us have.
Yeah. Now, I've been around nothing but your traditional tough guys my whole life. I grew up in a sports family, a bunch of Italians. I mean,
give one of them a toothache.
Man, it's not just the toothache or the cold. Like, even just a simple cold, it can break the strongest of men that I've known. It's some of the more funny things. I've seen my dad break his nose about 5 or 6 different times, getting horrible accidents, all these different things. I've seen that man go through, and the things that I've seen him take physically in a boxing ring or in a hockey rink or something like that. It's incredible to me.
What you choose to put yourself into.
It's so different because I think that's it, Melissa. What you choose and you know what's coming. My dad once stepped on a toothpick.
Oof.
Yeah, and it hurts. And you know, anybody who stepped on something like that, you know how it feels.
Lego.
I heard a noise out of him that I to this day have not heard.
It's a dying animal sound.
It was that, along with like, it sounded awfully feminine. It sounded awfully like. One of the toughest human beings I've ever met and never will meet in my life.
Okay, but nobody wants to step on a toothpick.
But, you know, the way we handle pain, the way we handle being sick, especially, I think the tougher persona you put out there, the more you handle being sick like this. I need my mommy.
But honestly, you know, if in my experience, I have to tell you, I would prefer the "I need my mommy" over anger.
Oh, yeah.
Because guys that get angry when they are hurt... scare me.
Yeah. And I think there's two different layers to that. And this is just me talking, not at all somebody who has obviously experienced it or anything. I don't know what I'm talking about here. But I do, from what I've experienced, when I've gotten stubbed my foot or something like that, there's a difference of insert swear word shout.
Right. Which is a proven release.
Yes. And punching wall or something like that. Like that is a child. That is acting like a child. I don't care if you just got shot, and I have been, so I know what I'm talking about. Nothing gives you the right to go punching walls or hurting other people or anything like that.
I would agree with that.
But there is something releasing about that your favorite swear word when you stub your toe.
Nicolas Cage did the History of Swearing or something. Yeah. That great show.
It's great. great show. It was really very impressive.
Well done.
Actually. Yeah, yeah.
And just the, you know, learning about swear words and how they've evolved over time, or what their purpose is in society, because they do serve a purpose. But if you can't like vary it up,
yeah,
then don't bother.
No.
I'm
no.
not impressed. It is a goal of mine, though, to be able to swear like a sailor someday. Preferably like
it.
Gaelic swearing.
Yeah.
Where not actually Gaelic words, because I don't think that I possess the capacity to pronounce that or learn it at this point in my life. I would love to, but the being eloquent with your swearing that are not actually like curse words.
I like that. I love swearing in Italian because it always sounds so much better. I think that sounds even better. It sounds a little more interesting to me.
Yeah, and creative.
People say it's the thought that counts for birthdays and Christmas, and that they may or may not mean that. But for Valentine's, that sentiment actually does fly for most people. The National Retail Federation just released a survey showing the top 7 things Americans are buying for Valentine's Day. And even though Valentine's Day is tomorrow, there is still time to buy most of them on the list because it's nothing really that crazy.
Yeah, number 1, chocolate.
We'll see. We'll start, I think, yeah, this is in chronological. All right, so this is in order. So we'll start at 7, a gift certificate. Just pair it with a card with a nice personal note.
Yeah.
A lot of people doing that. A lot of people doing clothing, but not your traditional clothing of here's a $100 shirt.
No, here's socks. Yeah. With some funny Valentine's saying on them.
Yeah, or going to the thrift store and getting something nice from there or something like that. This is another one that's more challenging to pick out at last minute, but it is something that a lot of people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry. We're not talking again about the Hope Diamond here. We're talking about just simple things.
Who buys the Hope Diamond, James?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's really doing that yet. An evening out. A little thoughtful planning can really go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I like that one. I think that's especially if you're a couple and you've been together longer than 2 weeks, chances are you have a hard time mixing your schedules or finding time for yourselves or something like that.
Actually making a date night.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not talking about just getting together and telling each other how your day was. That's important, but that doesn't count as a date.
Or even just going to like your regular place.
Yeah, yeah. As we are at number 4 on the list, let's pause here and take a call. What's on your mind? Good morning.
Hello?
Hello? Well, you feel free to call back.
Yes. We want to hear your thoughts. Yeah, what are you buying for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, yeah. Call up and let us know, everybody. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Send a shout out to our fire department. Hope everybody is all right over there as they go by. So an evening out is where we left off. How about flowers? It may be a little late in the game, but there are some great places around that you can still get
Shop
flowers.
Shop local if you can. Watch out for scams online.
Yes, yes, yes. I know our friends over at One Rose Greenhouse, a great place to go for flowers. More on that in a moment. Greeting cards. Just pick one out with the right tone and write a note inside.
Yeah, or make your own.
And that's what my daughter Bria does. She makes her own cards, and she does an amazing job with them. I would choose one of hers over any Hallmark card any day. but the two Pams in my life, my mom and our Pam here, the two best card finders I've ever known. Terry is very good, really high up in that list too. But those two are an amazing. Like they find, I could look at the same section, I swear to God, and they will find a card that I looked for an hour for that I couldn't find. And it's not just that; they always find the perfect card for the right moment of the right person, but they also always put stuff inside.
Yeah.
Write something inside.
A personal note.
I love that. I'm not a traditionalist with most things. I'm not a you have to do it this way because we've always done it this way kind of person. But I think thank you notes, I think card, like letter writing should never go out of style.
Yeah.
There's
nothing better than getting something positive and nice in the mail.
Anybody ever wants to know something to do for me, that's it.
How much junk mail and bills do we get?
Yeah.
About it.
I think getting a card is one of the cooler things you can get.
Yeah.
And one of the cooler things you could do for somebody. Handwritten, that kind of thing. Yeah. And number 1 on the list, Melissa was right, candy, chocolate.
Ding, ding, ding.
Probably something special, not necessarily Sour Patch Kids. That's what they say on this list. I happen to know somebody who wouldn't very much like Sour Patch Kids for Valentine's.
But that's not chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's candy.
Now, you can do those things, and you can have some fun with that, and we encourage you to. We also encourage you to get in on our Celebrate and Love here. We are sharing love stories here at WFHR.
And we want to hear yours.
Yeah, today's the final day to get those in. Get to our WFHR Facebook page, and just go ahead and give us a comment on there or a post on there about...
It doesn't have to be extensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Be the Cliff Notes version.
Tell us how you met. Tell us maybe one of your fun love stories about when being together or something like that. We'll collect all these names. And then tomorrow we will announce our winners for this. And we are going to have not only a two-night stay at the Hotel Mead, a shout-out to them, a great gift from our friends at Family Natural Foods. Yeah. But, of course, One Rose Greenhouse is also a part of this. And a perfect fit for Valentine.
Absolutely. And if you don't want to share your story publicly, you can direct message us as well. Or email james.maloff@civicmedia.us, melissa.k@civicmedia.us. Do you see the correlation there? They're all the same. First name dot last name. My name is spelt with an E.
You go ahead and hit us up, everybody. We'd love to hear your stories. We've already gotten a bunch of great ones. We want more. Appreciate everybody playing along with this one. And a big, big, big thank you to our great local businesses that buy local. We encourage you to buy local, support local. Hotel Mead, Family Natural Foods, One Rose Greenhouse. These are businesses you've heard with us for years with us that continue to support our community and put back into our community. We encourage you to do the same. Support them.
Yes.
We got good things coming up. I did want to touch on one other thing before we got too far ahead. the Robert and Mary Wakely's Winter Feast is coming up this Saturday, February 17th at the Nacoosa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in beautiful Nacoosa. The meal will consist of donated wild game and two domestic meats.
Oh, fun.
We had the guys on talking about this from an Historic Point boss. If you want to hear that interview, it's at civicmedia.us.
Yeah.
It was a great time, great conversation. You can get your tickets at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Daily Drug right here in Rapids, or Beavers over in Nacoosa. Get your tickets and help them keep history alive over at the Historic Point Boss, and find out more at historicpointboss.com. We'll be back with more. Melissa and James got another hour with you coming up right here at 9.